True Crimers, welcome to Break the Case. I'm your host. I'm Jen Coffendaffer. I have a few minutes here before I head out to the airport. Just got off the range. I wanted to show you this beautiful range. We took a picture. It's absolutely gorgeous. We had this built just for these events, charity events, to raise money for victims of sexual assault and abuse generationally. In other words, in-home domestic violence in a sexual nature that proliferates. This organization is doing a great job actually trying to educate and trying to legislate so that individuals who molest their kids, and it just continues and continues. That's what the money is going for. And so it's just been wonderful to be on such a great experience with such amazing women. This was our itinerary. And I tell you what, I just actually took a couple of shooters out that were kind of struggling and worked with them this morning. I've got about 15 minutes and I wanted to talk about something that's really, really been bothering me, and that's the Nancy Guthrie case. Specifically in this regard, we know, and I did a live yesterday about the letters, and I actually, when I was reading them, I want to read them verbatim again, but not today because of limited time, because I don't need to read them for everybody to understand what I'm going to say. And I know many of you have already seen them, but tomorrow when I get back home and in the sink of things, I will be for sure reading them again and dissecting them again. But just my overall belief is truly this, and that is they are AI generated slash, that's the core of the language and the core of how they were created, with AI help and a lot of it. I think they did it wisely. Some of you might be saying, oh yeah, but that could leave a computer trail if they're found. Well, they haven't been found. They haven't left a computer trail. They likely know about VPNs and about using Wi-Fis that are public and things along this line to go ahead and do those search methods. Could it be traced? It could be traced. But as I said, I think that that would be extremely difficult to have that happen unless they knew who the person was and what computer that they might have used. But anyway, that isn't even my real message. I'm going to talk about more about it tomorrow, and I know I already spoke on it today. But I got to tell you, this is just gnawing at me. A lot of channels, a lot of individuals, a lot of professionals, people on TikTok, whatever you want to call it, they truly don't believe these two letters are associated with the abductor slash abductors. This is my problem with all of that. The amount of time spent on these letters by law enforcement, the amount of energy that the FBI has directed the family to spend on addressing the letters. The importance of the totality of the letters, the fact that despite what people want to say, the facts are that first letter was sent on the second, everyone, the day after she was abducted. The next one came on the sixth, the next and last one. And let's face it, that last one is not a ransom note. It's an apology note. It tells us so much that Nancy's not alive, that they think it was a heart ailment. It shows us that they didn't really know Nancy that well, quite honestly. I am so bothered, and I know it came out by Reuters and that sort of started all of this, but there is a reason. So I'm not saying that the FBI couldn't be wrong, But what I'm telling you is that the FBI believes these notes are real. 100% real, meaning from the abductors. So let's really quickly go through, in the time we have, just a little bit of time here. Let's quickly go through why people say they aren't. Some people say they aren't because they say it came too late. Well, that's just not true. Within 24 hours of a kidnapping, that is what one would expect. I am not going to leave a paper note there. No chance with the FBI's capability of tracing inks from a type letter, with the capabilities of even paper. How about the concern about any touching or DNA, anything being left on that, even if it's done with gloved hand, if they remember to do that when they pulled it off their printer? I'm not going to leave it that way. Writing it, certainly not going to do. Handwritten, no chance. Also, if you type it and send it and you're later caught, they're going to be able to connect that now with your printer. No, no, no. That's not what I'm going to do if I'm a smart person. I'm going to do just what they did. Send that to a public inbox using VPNs, using public Wi-Fi, using a Proton email. I'm going to send that. This is somebody who is so savvy at knowing these details that they've been able to evade the breadth of the FBI's capabilities and of all the capabilities of SMEs, subject matter experts. And we heard Sheriff Danos mention that. Subject matter experts, folks that do this exactly for a living every day in terms of deciphering where things come from, and they can't figure it out. I know a lot of people have been saying, and I've been listening, that this is a big strategic move. This is not a strategic move. This is my opinion. It is not. It's because they were already disclosed. The minute they were disclosed in the detail that we have heard recently, I mean, send them out. I appreciated the transparency once it's disclosed. I've talked about this. If I were, or being in law enforcement, if I were, sorry, still the case agent, still in law enforcement actively, I would shudder at the fact that this information got out, because it ruins my ability to figure out who was contacting with details based on real knowledge or based on what they've heard. There's no way, think about this, no way you can know her white watch was where they said it was when they said it. Remember, the note was sent on the 2nd, the day after. There's no media in there at that point. There's no pictures floating around. The flood possibly argue that they somehow, and I've never seen it if it exists, and I don't believe it does, that there was some sort of Google Maps aerial footage at that precise time, in other words, on the 1st or 2nd, that had the broken floodlight. The FBI believes they're real. The FBI believes this was a kidnap for ransom. The FBI believes it all went wrong. The FBI also believes that based on the tone of these letters, and remember, they're connected by an IP, apparently, the tone of these letters, that this person can be reached, that this person has some empathy for this family. And I agree. Everybody wants to say the reason the notes aren't real, in other words, real to me means connected to the abductor, just to get out what I mean by real. The reason that they say it can't be, well, who would say this? Who would say perished? Who would say buried with nature? Who would say we, and then throw in a singular form? Who would write these in? Who would send an apology letter? Listen, This is a very rare case. There's sometimes that, you know what, the square peg doesn't fit in the round hole. There are some times that you just have to take a case on its face, that it doesn't match the normal parameters of a kidnapping, of your typical kidnapping. I always talk about Cal Ripken's mother, Vi Ripken. That was also unusual. Go into her house at gunpoint, put her in the car, tell her they want money. The person, individual, I want money. I want your car. Drive around with her, feed her, not blindfold her, or blindfold her, but not put tape over her eyes because she complained about being claustrophobic. And then drop her back off within, it was like 23 hours and 40 minutes, something along that line, because they had this empathy. That, I think, is the character type we could be dealing with here. Something similar. It really, that case really struck a note with me. Other than, again, the same motive, right? They both wanted money, material goods, money. This is much more sophisticated. Everything went terribly wrong. In that case, I don't think they meant Vi Ripken to die, Vi Ripken to die. I said it right the first time. And she didn't die, but if she would have, I could see them writing the same note, this person. They felt so empathetic for her, they lit her cigarettes. They gave her a cigarette and lit her cigarette and fed her. This is out of the norm, but it's actually in keeping a lot with the Vi Ripken's abductor. I don't think it's the Vi Ripken's abductor. I'm saying somebody similar. I'm saying this is the type of thing we need to be comparing this to, not to your typical kidnap for ransom. Anyway, that's all. The message I just wanted to send out there was, I truly believe the FBI believes these are from the abductor. The first two notes, that's all I'm talking about. They recently released them because they basically, the jig was up and there was too much information. Why would you keep them at that point? And then they specifically said this could jar more tips to come in. I truly believe they are AI assisted at minimum written. Look at the pattern of how they write the dates. Look at the odd language that is used. US dollars. Nobody says that from this country. You say it from other countries. Is it a foreigner that gave prompts to Claude or ChatGPT or some of these other programs and asked it to produce a note like this and then tweaked it from there? That's what I think. Everyone, you all are the best. I know this is such a quick session, but I got to run and go get on this plane. I've got a 2.5 hour just to the airport. We are literally on tens of thousands. I heard 100,000 acres. I don't know if that's true, including all the leased land that they are in control of. This ranch it's breathtaking. I just want to show y'all really quick before I leave. Let's see if I can get this big, huge door to open. Hopefully you can see. I'm not good at doing this, but this is pretty cool to wake up to every day. This is Montana, everybody. This is the lodge, which is just a personal, just a person's property, not a hotel or anything. This is their office, which I absolutely love. Yes, they do a lot of hunting. I love these old rifles that are in here. Anyway, I don't know if I'm really doing this right. This isn't my normal gig that I do, but I just wanted to share with you kind of what I've been doing the last 4 days. All right, everybody, miss y'all. Thank you for being here. Truly appreciate it. Until next time, may justice be served for the Guthrie family and for all those who are missing.